One of the important issues that we read and study in the history of Karbala and in the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that he was after enjoining people to do good and to forbid them from wrongdoing. In another word, as the Holy Quran and our tradition say, Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al-Munkar. Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy an al-Munkar is one of the most important institutions that Islam has established. First, we studied the verses of the Holy Quran and some traditions in this regard. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. There must be a group of people from amongst you who call people to good things and enjoin them to do good and forbid them from wrongdoings. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the best nation. Why? Because you enjoin people to do good, Amr al-Ma'ruf, and you forbid them from wrongdoing, Nahy an al-Munkar. Concerning the prophets, especially the Prophet of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Those who follow our messenger, the prophet who rose from amongst them, and they find his name written in the gospel and in the Old Testament, that great prophet enjoin them to good and forbid them from bad. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَغَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Those that when we establish them on the earth, they establish prayer, they pay alms, and they enjoin people to good and forbid them from bad. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. O my son, establish prayer, do enjoin people to do good and forbid them from wrong doings. There are also traditions that I just quote one of them from the fifth Imam of the Shia, Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He says, Amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahy anil-munkar is the way of the righteous people under which all other laws and rituals and institutions of Islam are practiced. Ways and roads become secure, and people will follow the law and regulations. Justice will be prevailed, and land will develop. We will study Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar in philosophy and reason and wisdom, inshallah.
The narrator says, Imam continued to move till he reached Thalabiyyah. It was noontime. Imam put his blessed head down, took a light sleep, and got up and said, I dreamt that a secret voice was telling me, you are en route and death will take you to paradise. His son Ali said, O dear father, but are we not on the right path? Imam replied, Why not, my son? By the one to whom all have to return, we are indeed. Ali replied, "Then we have no fear of death." Hussein alayhi salam said, "May Allah give you the best reward, which He gives to every child from his father." Imam passed that night there. The next morning, a Kufian man, Abu Harreh Azdi Kufi, came to Imam and saluted him. Then he said, "O son of the Prophet of Allah, what brought you out of the sanctuary of Allah and the sanctuary of your grandfather, the Prophet of Allah?" Hussein alayhi salam said, "O Abu Harreh, when the Bani Umayyah grabbed my property, I remained patient. When they attacked my honor, I tolerated it. Now, as they demanded my blood, I fled. By Allah, this traitor and rebel group will definitely kill me, and Allah will surely make them wear clothes of disgrace and will make the sword rule over them. Allah will impose people upon them who will humiliate them until they become more downtrodden than the community of Saba, who are being ruled and exploited by a woman." Then Imam alayhi salam marched forward, narrating the event. Some people of Bani Fazareh and Bajali said, "We were returning from the journey of Mecca with Zuhayr ibn Qin when we met Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the way, and were a discomfort to see some women accompanying Imam alayhi salam. Whenever Imam intended to camp, we avoided. One day, Imam descended at a place where we were also obliged to stay at the same spot. When we were eating lunch, the emissary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam arrived and saluted us. Then he told Zuhayr ibn Qin, 'Imam has called you.' All of us threw away the food which was in our hands and became motionless." Zuhayr's wife, Daylam, daughter of Amr, told him, "All praise is to Allah. How strange! The son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam summons you, and you do not respond. What happens if you go and listen to your Imam?" Zuhayr approached Imam and soon returned happily with a bright face. Then he gave instructions for pulling down the tent and stable, and then joined Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his luggage tent. Then Zuhayr told his wife, "You are divorced, my dear wife, because I do not want you to see in our common life anything but fare and comfort. I have decided to remain in the service of Imam and to sacrifice my body and soul for him." Then he gave his property to her and dispatched her to her family with one of her cousins. While leaving her husband, the woman got up and said, "Allah may grant good to you. I request you to remember me when you meet the grandfather of Hussein alayhi salam in the hereafter." Then Zuhayr said to his friends, "Anyone who wants to be with us may do so. Otherwise, this is our last meeting."
No doubt that we want a secure and healthy society. Society that crimes are committed in it is not a healthy society. To fight against crimes, it is suggested by the wisdom and elites that we better use prevention. And by that we mean do everything possible to prevent crimes to be committed in the society. Some means for that is to teach them, educate people, establish schools, and to develop faith and iman in the heart and mind of the people. Of course, after the crime is committed, the criminal should be punished and executed. But we all know that prevention is much better. That's the reason why in Islam we also emphasize on tazkiyah and purification before we start punishing people for their crimes. The other point that here we have to mention is that this prevention or fighting against crime in the society is not the duty of only the government and the state. It is the duty of every individual in the community. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every person in the society is considered to be the shepherd of a herd, and everyone is responsible for his herd. Another point in this regard, which is also very important, Amr al-Ma'ruf an-Nahy an al-Munkar, which is one of the best means and ways of preventing the crimes and community and fighting against it, is not only the right of every person. It is the right of every person to do so, because he lives in the community and he must have a safe and secure and sound community to live in. So it is his right to have that community, that society, full of safety and a healthy one. But at the same time, it is his duty, it is takleef, in addition to be the right of that person. And it is a compulsory one in Islam. Of course, we call it wajib kifai. It means that if it is done by some people and that crime is prevented, then others have no reason to practice it.
The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam marched up to distance 2 stations from the Kufa when he confronted Hurr ibn Yazid, who was with 1,000 riders. Hussein alayhi salam said to Hurr, "Are you with us or against us?" Hurr replied, "Rather, O Abu Abdullah, against you." Imam alayhi salam said,
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
There was a lengthy conversation between the two, at the end of which Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Now that you are differing from the writings and your apostles, I am returning to the place from where I have come." Hur and his army opposed this proposal and prevented him. Hur said, "O son of the Prophet, take a route which leads neither to Kufa nor to Medina, so that I may say to Ibn Ziyad as an excuse that you avoided us in the way." Imam alayhi salam continued his journey towards left till he reached Qusaybul Hajarat. It is said that at this place, a letter of Ibn Ziyad reached Hur, rebuking Hur for his soft attitude towards Hussein alayhi salam, and he was ordered to harass and inconvenience the Imam alayhi salam. Hur came in the way of the Imam and prevented him from proceeding further. Hussein alayhi salam said, "Did you not demand the change in my route?" Hur replied, "Of course, but here is the letter of the Emir, which orders me to tighten the path for you. He has appointed spies over me so that I should obey his command." The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam stood up in front of his friends to give an address. After praising Allah, he mentioned his grandfather and invoked blessings on him and said, "You can see the situation in which we have fallen. The world has changed. It is showing its ugly face to us and holding back its goodness. Nothing has remained from it but just a sip at bottom of a glass. Life appears to be mean and baseless, just like an unpalatable grassland. Don't you see that truth has been deserted and falsehood is practiced? How nice if a faithful longs to meet his Lord through a martyrdom in his path. It is so because I do not see death, but prosperity, and living with the oppressors, nothing but condemnation. Then Zuhayr ibn Qayn got up and said, May Allah keep us steadfast on the path of guidance and in your service. We heard your words. If we are to continue living in this world, we prefer to follow you in any situation. Hilal ibn Nafi Bajali rose from his place and said, By Allah, we do not regard meeting our Lord unpalatable, and we are always steadfast in your intentions and insight. We are friends of your friend and enemies of your enemy. Then Burayr ibn Khuzayr got up and submitted, O son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, By Allah, Allah has favored us by keeping us in your company, so that our limbs get torn into pieces, and your grandfather may be the intercessor for us in the hereafter. Thereafter, Hussein alayhi salam got up and rode and moved on. The army of Hur was sometimes obstructing him and sometimes moving with him until Imam reached Karbala.
Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an al munkar is wajib and compulsory in Islam. In this regard, we have a saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam that says, La tatruku al amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an al munkar fayuwallillah umurakum shirarakum thumma tad'un fala tustajabu du'a'ukum. Do not abandon amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an al munkar. If you do so, God will make the worst people amongst you to rule upon you. At that time, you will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you will not receive any response from Him. To do nahi an al-munkar, we can do it either by expressing our hatred, our disagreement, and show it through our face and dislike it in our heart. We can also say it by our words and by our tongue, and also if it is not helpful, then we can use force to make people who are wrongdoers to follow the right path. Now, in the history of Ashura and event of Ashura, we address Imam Hussein and we say to him, Ashhadu annaka qad aqamta as-salat. We all bear witness that you established the prayer, wa ataita az-zakat, and you paid the alms, wa amarta bil ma'ruf, and you did enjoin to good things, wa nahaita anil munkar, and you performed nahi anil munkar. وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ, and struggled in the path of Allah the way it should be. حَتَّى أَتَاكَ الْيَقِينَ, till you died. And he himself, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his letter to Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah, when he wants to explain to him why he left Mecca and he was going towards Karbala, he says, أَنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشَرًا وَلَا بَطَرًا. It's not for the sake of this world or for any purpose, worldly purpose, for the rule that I am living here. وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا. I do not want to create corruption on the earth, and I'm not going to be a mischief person. إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِي. I want to create reform in the community and nation of my grandfather. أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. I want to enjoin people to do good things أمر المعروف النهي عن المنكر وأسير بسيرة جدي وأبي. Follow the same pattern and the same way that my grandfather and my father, they all went. It means that أمر المعروف النهي عن المنكر is the seerah and the way of conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam Ali and all a'imma. And in another saying of Imam Hussein, we read, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لَا يُعْمَلُ بِهِ وَأَنَّ الْبَاطِلَ لَا يُتَنَاهَا عَنِ. Can you not see that righteousness and truth is not being followed and wrongdoings is not being forbidden? If man dies in this circumstance, he should not be blamed for it. Yes, it is by Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar that we can guarantee and secure all other rituals of Islam. And that's the reason why we consider these two institutions of Islam so important.
Himself, before departure, wrote to his family and people, "And it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss." Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything.